Council meeting to session. I'll begin with leading the Pledge of Allegiance, if you'd join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Fonzie, here. Councilmember Clay.
Yes.
Councilmember Sturdivant.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Kelly.
Here.
Mayor O'Malley.
Here.
All present.
Thank you. And our first agenda item is a recognition of our outgoing commissioners. And thank you, Mr. Jack, for being the one punctual person here tonight. I know a couple other folks are going to have to come another evening with some various conflicts, but we certainly do appreciate your service. And Councilman Clay, if you could say a word or two as your appointee on the Planning Commission.
Do you really want me to do this, Sandy? Well, anyway, Sandy started out on the Recreation Commission, and then he was on both the Recreation and the Planning Commission for a number of years, really. And Sandy, we appreciate what you did. I think you did a good job in both places. You worked on the Stadium Park master plan, and you know, we really appreciate what you've done. So I just want to thank you. Thank you.
And you're welcome to say a word or two, or just please come forward and we'll present you with this time-honored traditional plaque.
Mayor, council members, it's a pleasure to be here. And one of the things that I would really like to say, mostly to the audience, there in TV land, serving as a commissioner, I found very rewarding, and it exposes one to how the government, the city government, works or doesn't work, depending upon the situation. And Councilman Clay, I met Jerry. Oh, I was on the Optimist, member of the Optimist Club, and we were working on the project for building the youth center. And from there, Jerry and I really, truly appreciate the opportunity to have served on both the commissions. You and I didn't always see eye to eye, but that's okay. That's what our democracy is all about. And you were kind enough to give me the flexibility and didn't tie me to what you wanted. And I would encourage anyone that has any interest in getting involved in local politics and that to contact a council person or the city clerk and let your wishes be known that you would like to be considered at some point in time. And maybe even talk to them and get an idea as to how, what the process is and what you can do to, you know, build your wheelbase a little bit. So, again, it's a very rewarding experience. Planning Commission was very interesting, having served in, during transition from a two-year period that we'd all like to forget. To the ending with this current Planning Commission. So,
On that note, Sandy was on the Officers Club and really pushing for youth type of things and the youth center, and he was coming to all the meetings, and I thought, man, that's the reason I appointed you, because you were so interested at that time. And how many years ago was that?
Well, let's see. That would have been almost seven
years ago. Yeah. So again, thanks. Thank you again, Sandy, for what you did. The pay isn't very good. I know that.
No, so. I'll tell you though. But you don't get any. You aren't faced with any cuts in salary either.
That's true.
No, that's
so
true.
Like my dad used to say, he was going to fire me and hire me over for half the price. I said, well, you're paying me nothing now. You know.
Well, thank you, Councilman Clay and Mr. Jack. If you'd come forward.
I
answer. Now, you got to face that way.
No, I do.
This is how I do it.
Can I just have the camera, gentlemen?
And lady.
Thank you.
Can I get that in?
Thanks again, Sandy.
I know you put a lot of it.
Thanks, officer.
Good luck.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda, I'm going to roll back to approval of the agenda. If I could have a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Councilwoman Fonzie, seconded by Mayor Pro Tem Kelly. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Fonzie?
Yes.
Councilmember Clay?
Yes.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Kelly?
Yes.
Mayor O'Malley?
Yes.
5-0, motion passes.
Thanks. Next, we have our consent calendar items. Does any member of the council wish to pull an item?
I'd like to pull item 3.
All right. Any member of the public wishing to pull a consent calendar item? Very good. We can entertain a motion on the remaining items.
So moved.
First, I'm going to ask our city clerk to clarify the process as item number 4. I would have a conflict in that I may own a piece of property within 500 feet of this project. Could you review the process in such a case?
Yes. Under consent, if you have a potential conflict, you can just report it, as you're now doing, and then you can vote on the consent, and we will know and say that you have abstained from that. If the item was pulled to talk about, you would have to leave the room and then have it voted on, and then you could come back in. So as long as it's not pulled, you can vote on the consent, and I'll list you as abstained.
Thank you. Please do so. Mm-hmm. We have a motion by Councilmember Clay. Right.
Second.
Nope. Seconded by Councilmember Sturdivant. Mm-hmm. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Clay.
Yes.
Councilmember Sturdivant.
Yes.
Councilmember Fonzie.
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Kelly.
Yes.
Mayor O'Malley.
Yes.
5-0, motion passes, except for number 4.
Thank you. We'll take up consent calendar item number 3. Let's start with Councilwoman Fonzie's questions.
Yes, I just wondered if you could give us a little overview of this. I wanted to make sure of the monetary amount and what this would be used for.
This is a bike plan grant for up to $200,000, we believe, is the cap. It requires a 10% match. So if we actually achieved a $200,000 grant, it would require a $20,000 match by us that we would use our own local transportation funds, which actually are increasing this year, so it wouldn't have a budgetary impact. If it was less, if it was $100,000, then our match would be $10,000. So this would be used to expand the bike plans that were identified in the bike master plan that was adopted earlier this year that the Citizens Committee put together with the Parks and Recreation Commission. So this is an opportunity much sooner than we thought to begin implementing that bike plan that was developed earlier in the year.
Thank you. Any other council member questions?
A little more detail on how that money would actually be used.
Councilman Kelly, the main thrust of the bike grant would be for signage and striping to do more extensive bike path signage so that bikers could follow a certain route, and we're anticipating 4 or 5 different routes around town.
Okay, so actually something will get done out
yes.
of this. Okay, fine. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Other council member questions? Seeing none, I will open it up to the public. Would any member of the public like to comment or ask a question on this item? Welcome.
My name is Ann Ketcherside, and it might seem funny to say this. To me, it does. I'm really happy to be back in Atascadero. I actually disliked this town years ago. God kept bringing me back here to work. And after you're in Texas, you love Atascadero. I want to give a little update. And
Excuse me, Ms. Ketcherside. This right now is on the consent calendar item number 4, streetscape
I'm sorry.
Oh, this is a community forum yet?
Yeah, we're not to the community forum yet.
Okay. Okay, I can wait. Thank you.
Thank you. Again, we're on consent calendar item number 3, the Bicycle Transportation Act grant application. Any public comment? Seeing none, we will close public comment, bring it back to council for a motion.
I would just like to say that if you go any place and come back to Tascadero, you appreciate it. You
know? That's true.
Not just Texas.
Very good. I'd like to make a motion that the council approve item number 3 of the consent calendar.
Second.
Okay, a motion by Councilwoman Fonzie. Was that seconded by Councilmember Sturdivant? Yes. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Fonzie?
Yes.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Yes.
Councilmember Clay?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Kelly?
Yes.
Mayor O'Malley?
Yes.
5-0, motion passes.
Thank you. Now for updates from the city manager.
Mayor and Council, we have several things to share with you tonight, so bear with me. It's going to take a couple of minutes. First, actually not on my list, just as the meeting began, and sorry about I ran out of the meeting. I received a call from Sacramento. I just want to encourage everyone. Senator Steinberg, leading the Senate, has called for a vote on Thursday to implement the budget cuts and end redevelopment, as the governor had previously proposed. We don't believe that will occur or actually go through. But there are 5 senators. Senator Blakesley is one of those 5 Republican senators that are negotiating right now with the governor's office, and we'll be meeting again with them tomorrow. They have steadfastly in the last week opposed a variety of the items the governor has proposed, and they have a working plan that would work and still balance the budget for the governor. It includes some reform, but not elimination of redevelopment. And so I'd encourage everybody to support Senator Blakesley, encourage him to stay steadfast in his work with the governor, and he's one of the 5 really supporting that redevelopment effort right now, and so he really deserves our support. Let me first tell you about Walmart. The public comment period continues to be open. The draft EIR will be open through Friday, March 18th. The public can review the draft EIR and submit comments on our website as well. For Colony Square, the Galaxy Theater sneak preview was Saturday night. It was really awesome. They'll be opening their doors next Friday, the 18th, for the grand opening, and we expect a really big crowd. The theater is just really terrific. The International Film Festival is ongoing now. There's another program tomorrow night, and you can still get in on the Glitter Party, I believe, sponsored by Main Street, that will be held there at the theater. There's a detailed list of the movies both at visitatascadero.com and slowfilmfest.org. I want to move to the Lake Park frontage project. If anyone, public or council, has comments on this, we're nearing completion on the park frontage plan. This plan shows the frontage plan. The parking lot redesign will dovetail into the project, but it is a separate grant project. As you remember, Public Works was able to get that grant. This slide, the next slide, shows what the frontage will look like when finished. Cool how they do that nowadays. And the last slide, the fencing that was removed from around the historic City Hall will be reused at Alvord Field. And the slide shows you what the property will look like once the fencing is installed. Then the next, we just wanted to let you know, we've had a lot of questions. What's going on in Rite Aid? Really, in the Rite Aid project, the Starbucks will be going in at the corner here closest to City Hall or closest to Galaxy Theater. The remaining portions of the building are yet to be leased, but they're doing the facade improvements for the entire building, trying to attract additional tenants. So if anybody's interested in that, please contact Jim Lewis with our staff. We'll put you in touch with the brokers, or I think they have a sign on the property. Warren's going to give us a little update on parking, and then I'm going to show you this really awesome video about our new fire trailer featuring our own Matt Miranda out here.
Thank you. We wanted to just give the council and the public a little bit of update on the Colony Square parking issue. We know as this project opens up, a lot of people are going to want to come to the project, and we just wanted everybody to understand kind of how the parking was designed to work at this project, and then some of the actions that the city is going to be taking, both short-term and long-term, to address downtown parking issues. So to begin with, this is the project site as it was completed this week, and this shows how much parking was actually part of the Colony Square project. If you go out there, you don't really see how much parking's out there, but there's actually 258 parking spaces that are on the site or available on the frontages for the site. So you can see the red numbers here. Those are the count of the parking spaces that are on the site. So on the site, dedicated parking spaces is 227, and then along Capistrano and El Camino Real, the direct frontages, there's another 21 on-street parking spaces. And then there's also an agreement for additional parking over at Rabobank. Right now, that agreement's for 10 spaces. That was intended for employees for the project. So that gives you the grand total of 258 parking spaces that are available today. As future phases of the project are built, there's additional parking that will be available in this area and in this area as well. When we did the approval for the project, and this project required a conditional use permit that was approved by the Planning Commission a number of years ago, there was a formal parking analysis that was done for the project to figure out how the parking was going to work. This project, because it was kind of a unique mixed-use downtown type project, it was always assumed to have shared parking and parking to be a little bit of a flexible issue on the project. The idea was, with this type of project, and it's the same idea downtown, is that you look for customers to park once and then walk to many uses, rather than a typical strip center where somebody will park in one spot and then get in their car and drive to the next spot and next spot where they keep, you know, needing new parking spaces. So the idea is you park once at Colony Square, you go to the restaurant, you go to the theater, you go to the ice cream parlor, but it's all with one parking space. So you don't need three spaces. So it allows the same or three different businesses basically to share the same parking space. It was also assumed that the downtown would provide a parking buffer or additional parking when we were at peaks. The project's designed to provide for average parking. It wasn't designed to provide for the big peaks where you have a big movie night, that sort of thing. And that was the idea, is that additional parking could be provided in the surrounding downtown area. This is actually a chart that's out of the parking study that was done for the project, and this shows your typical weekday use. And what you see, each different color is a different use within the project. So this is the retail demand, restaurant, theater, office. The red line shows how much parking is available in the project. So that's 250 parking spaces roughly right there. So you can see on the average week, the project with the retail, the restaurant, and the theater throughout the day, because you need different amounts of parking during the day, the project works fine. So we don't expect to have parking issues with this project Monday through Thursday. Weekend's a little bit different. On the weekend, obviously, is the key use will be the theater, and that's where most people go to the theater. And this was anticipated that as we got into the afternoon on Friday through Sunday, that we would have this peak with the theater that would start to exceed the 250 parking spaces. And this is the parking that would be anticipated to need to be moved into some of the surrounding downtown areas or some of the off-site parking agreement areas. This is the parking layout that was also part of the parking analysis. So it shows all the parking on site, like I just showed you, that was built. And then the assumption was that the Sunken Gardens and the City Hall parking lot would provide some additional parking. Unfortunately, because of the City Hall reconstruction project, this lot's not available right now. And the Sunken Garden is available right now across El Camino Real. And then the idea was that additional parking agreements could be obtained from some of the neighboring uses for additional parking. We do have one parking agreement right now for the Rabobank parking lot. So what we wanted to lay out tonight for the council is basically kind of a three-prong approach that the city could take to deal with parking issues, both short-term and long-term. So we've got some recommendations for things that we can do immediately within the next couple weeks, things that we can do in the next couple months, and then long-term ideas for the next year or two, all to not only address parking issues for this project at those key peaks, but also for the rest of the downtown as we get more uses throughout the downtown. So in terms of immediate parking options for the project, right now we do park our city vehicles on this site during the weekend. We have a number of inspection vehicles and other support vehicles that are here. We're going to start moving those all off-site. So Friday afternoon, we're going to move those over to the fire station or another suitable location to open up those parking spaces. We're going to look at some options for parking signage. So if there isn't enough parking on the site, that it's clear to the drivers that where they can go throughout the downtown to find more parking. We also want to look at some sort of public information, maybe run some ads in the newspaper, do some other things to let people know that if they don't find parking immediately in front of the theater, where additional parking will be available. And then we want to work closely with Galaxy just to monitor what the parking situation is, and we'll figure out some cooperative ideas to make sure that the parking's handled as well as possible, because we do want everyone to have a good experience that's going to be coming to Atascadero. Near-term options, these are things we think we can do in the next couple months. We could look at the option of acquiring some additional off-street parking agreements with neighboring parcels, so it's something staff could do some outreach on. There's also the possibility of developing some additional temporary parking areas, so we could research that as well. And then there's always the possibility of looking around on the streets and doing some restriping to create yet some additional parking. So I think all three of these are things that staff will be looking into, see where we can squeeze out some extra additional parking. And then the long-term parking solution would involve completing the pedestrian bridge. That was always part of this project, was to build a bridge across the creek that would provide a direct connection to the Sunken Gardens. There's about 150 parking spaces that are available around the Sunken Gardens. So once you put the pedestrian bridge connection between the Sunken Gardens and this project, that parking pool becomes available to the project. Also, the East Mall parking lot, which is the parking lot near next to the historic City Hall. When City Hall's reconstruction is complete, that's another 70 parking spaces that will also be available and accessible by the pedestrian bridge. So that is really the long-term solution. And then beyond that, the agency has budgeted money for additional parking facilities, and we need to do obviously some research and work on that to figure out where the best locations it would be for that facility. But it's clearly an agency goal is to build additional parking facilities throughout the downtown. And this drawing that's on the screen right now, this is the long-term downtown revitalization vision that the council adopted in 2003. And this basically shows how everything fits together. So you can see the Colony Square project with the theater here, the pedestrian bridge across the creek. The blue areas all indicate areas that are potentially available for parking, as well as all the on-street parking. So this is really long-term what we're working toward, and that's what we're going to keep working on. So we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. And first, I'll say that we have received a number of questions regarding parking, and last week or so with our spectacular opening with the film festival, we had many folks, twice as many as expected, come out on our first night for the film festival. We were very excited. And, of course, this has been something we've been planning for some time. And I know Councilman Fonzie has been following up on some signage questions, and I've been in contact with Frank Rimkus, the CEO of Galaxy, and even over the weekend, we've been talking about many of these options. Staff is very much on top of it. Appreciate that thorough report. And I will now open it up to council.
We also
questions.
Have that video.
Yes, we will get to that. I think Councilmember Clay had a question.
Well, yeah, I have a question for Warren. If I'm not mistaken, the cinema in Paso Robles has provided absolutely no parking. Is that not right?
Yeah, the only parking they have available is just the on-street parking,
yes.
But they don't have a dedicated parking lot at all.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody raves on about Paso Downtown, and what I've talked to is the people, you know, they like that because they park away and then they pass businesses that are open and, you know, get a little idea what's going on. So I hope we don't overreact on this and, you know, let's let it play out and see how it really goes. And sure, we'd all like to park right, you know, directly in front of Galaxy, but, you know, walking is good too. And let's see how it plays out before we get too excited.
Thank you. Councilman Fonzie.
Warren, I just wanted to confirm for the public that we do have handicap parking in this project. I know Paso Robles has some issues with not having enough handicap, but this is built into the project, correct?
Yeah, there's a number of parking, handicapped accessible parking spaces throughout the Galaxy project. I believe there's probably at least 7 or 8 that are available right now.
Very good. And I liked your 3 options. I think that's a great idea to pursue all 3 and see what we can come up with.
Right. Mayor Pro Tem Kelly.
Yes, I'm concerned about the parking also, and I like the 3 options that you have, although I'd like to take that pedestrian bridge and the acquisition of additional properties in town for parking areas to maybe move up a notch if we can accelerate that a little bit. I'd like to keep the horse ahead of the cart. I think our downtown is on the verge of some very good development in the future, and I think we have to stay at least even or possibly ahead of the parking deal. I think, you know, the bridge, I think, is very, very important to go across the creek because there's numerous parking spaces over by the Second Garden, and it also opens up the pedestrian travel into the other part of the old Colony District down there. So I'd like to see maybe a little more emphasis put on that if possible.
Thank you. Councilman Sturdivant.
Yeah, Warren, when it comes to the long term that we're looking at, is this something that we're going to be working on fairly in the short term? You know, in other words, we're getting going on it now, so we're going to have some ideas bannered around and get some input and that kind of thing?
Yeah, we're working on the pedestrian bridge right now. We're just, you know, working on it now, it'd still take a year or so to deliver that project, but we have Public Works working on that currently right now.
Have we ever looked at El Camino being just a single lane in both directions between 41 and Traffic Way and talking about diagonal stripe, you know, angle parking along the El Camino?
We've had some preliminary discussions about it. We've never done a full traffic analysis to see what the impact would be, but that is something that we could possibly do some additional analysis on and see what the potential is for increasing the parking with diagonal.
Okay, thank you.
Let me add, we started at the angle parking study today. So we're working on that. We actually have property discussions tomorrow. So all of those, I think, are great suggestions. We're trying to move on them quickly.
Thank you. And this is not an action item on the agenda. It's an update that staff is on top of this item. You're continuing to work on it. You'll report back. You have some more to your report for us.
Yes, I have one more thing. I have a video that the fire department was able to develop at virtually no cost. You'll see it's our own actors, and we have our star out there in the audience in the back row, Matt Miranda. Nate Haas, you'll see, but he's kind of laid on his back, injured. So this is our video.
emergencies that come our way, we need to be our best and have the best tools so we can do our job quickly and safely.
As the fire chief, it's my goal to ensure our firefighters have the proper equipment to effectively rescue the citizens of Atascadero.
Building integrity is compromised for a variety of reasons. It can be an earthquake, a car crash, a fire. Whatever it is, we need to calculate the load, design, then construct a shoring system so that that load doesn't come down on rescuers or victims.
Gut team, we are about 20 feet from the victim right about now. We need two spot shores immediately. We're about 48 inches, cold plates as well. Send me some guts and sand if you would.
Yeah, I copy that request.
Send another nail gun, we're going to go ahead and get this thing going as fast as we can.
Resources in the city, resources in the county are stretched very thin. The majority of the incidents we ran that day took highly specialized equipment, equipment that we didn't carry, equipment that we didn't have access to. We had to send people to hardware stores to buy saws right off the shelf and bring them to emergency incidents. We had to send trucks to go get lumber so that we could shore up buildings. We needed hammers, we needed nail guns, we needed tools so that we could do digging. The disaster response trailer gives us the ability to have those tools in a response-ready piece of equipment. The disaster response trailer's lumber compartment carries all the lumber we're going to need when we arrive on incidents like building collapse and trench rescue. It is the largest immediately available rescue cache on the Central Coast.
Go ahead for command.
Command, team two. Go get the patient on top side. Could you slack the line? Bring him in.
Copy that.
We run into a variety of situations that require rope rescue equipment. We've pulled tree trimmers out of trees, people out of confined spaces, trenches, cliffside car accidents. The trailer has all the equipment that we need for these calls. At Atascadero, we've got the Salinas River, Atascadero Creek, Graves Creek, along with a bunch of other waterways that tend to flood when the heavy rains come. In the past, what we've done is we've combined Atascadero resources and county resources to take care of these incidents. The problem with that is if the county's committed to something outside of the city, we no longer have that resource. So now what we have is we have all of our equipment in the trailer ready for response so that we can take care of all of these incidents on our own. Your fire department is doing its best to take care of you day in and day out. We consider it an honor to take care of you in times of emergency.
Good job. Now, I'm assuming we may hear from Mr. Miranda at public comment. Well, we'll have to have Chief Stone give us a little bit of an update.
Mr. Mayor and Council, I think it's probably most important to note that we had a vehicle scheduled to be built. It was in the general fund capital expenditure through our vehicle fund, 2 years ago, and staff, realizing the budget shortage, came up with a solution to cancel that from the budget without giving up on the dream and realizing there was still a local need and actually a regional need, because there is to this day no lumber in quantity or in mass that's stored on any vehicles that is response ready. So the troops basically rallied themselves, came up with an idea through a strategic planning session, and came up with options that would be of no cost to the general fund. Everything you see to date is no cost to the general fund. Brian McLean, the videographer, has donated all of his time and material. All we did is pay for the DVDs that he actually burned the video to. The trailer was donated by a local beverage company who actually requested that their name not be used because they were giving it as an interest in helping citizenry without any notoriety, but they gave us the trailer for free. With that, I'd like to open it up to any questions, and maybe we might be able to drag Matt up to answer specific questions.
Yes, Mayor Pro Tem Kelly.
I'd just like to make a comment. I think I've been over to the fire station 3 or 4 times and have watched the progress on that trailer. It's absolutely, it's fabulous, really. And all the tools that you have, it's always easier to do the job if you have the right tools. And just to show how much it has advanced over 30 or 35 years ago, I was involved in some scenes like that. And it used to be some old guy on a tow truck and a chain. And that's about what you had, and how sophisticated it is right now. And that you guys did this on your own is really an honor to be proud of. And I'm proud of what you guys did for the community. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilwoman Fonzie.
I find this quite impressive. This was a volunteer effort. I applaud you for doing this. This is something that's very valuable to the community, obviously. Question regarding all that equipment that's on there and the plywood and the 2x4s, were those donated by local businesses or did you just have it on hand?
No, it's been kind of a catch. You name it, we've acquired stuff through different ways. A lot of grants, a lot of donations. I think it's worth a little shout out to Home Depot. During the earthquake, we responded code 3 to Home Depot at Paso Robles' request for chop saws, because they needed chop saws right now for immediate shoring. They knew they had persons trapped within the collapsed buildings. Home Depot brought the chop saws up. I actually put them in the back of a pickup truck while I was settling up the account and the paperwork at Home Depot, used my Cal card to charge it, put them in the back of our pickup truck and responded code 3 to Paso to deliver the saws with probably $300 or $400 worth of blades. Total bill was $1,800. Home Depot refused to take our money, and that was a donation to the event. So you name it, we have, Paso Robles Welding has donated at cost and provided all the labor for bending the metal. The metal came to us at cost, and one of our local guys, Michael Stornetta, has done all the fabrication and all the welding. It's actually down in Goleta right now being painted, and it'll be back on Tuesday of next week.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate this. You guys have done a great job.
Councilman Sturdivant.
Yes, I just wanted to say that your department's professionalism, integrity, and just your ingenuity, and just the way you guys have put this together, and your time and your talents, I just thank you so much, and thank you for the council and from our community. Thank you.
I appreciate
Councilman
that.
Clay.
Councilman yeah. Sturdivant, it's really important to realize that this is a citywide effort. Both all city staff outside of the fire department, wastewater has been tremendously helpful in this project, and all the local vendors in the community, basically in the North County.
Yeah, I'd just like to comment on Atascadero. Excuse me, what a giving community it is on all accounts. And I think about the earthquake and what you guys went through to open up the facility here. And, you know, it's everybody working together. But the video is impressive. And when you get my age, well, you need everything you can. Keep me alive.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate you bring up the important point that all of our staff are emergency response staff when it comes to the kind of emergencies we've had to deal with, especially with the earthquake. But we really appreciate your department's leadership on this effort. And as it's all been said, but just very proud to be in our community that does have such a volunteer spirit and really works together when we have a need like this. So I'm thinking you could probably raise a little bit more money with autographs by Matt Miranda, but we'll work on that at a future point.
That might be good enough for the film festival.
I'm thinking we can arrange that. Well, thank you for that absolutely wonderful staff presentation and all that work on behalf of all the council.
You know, Tom, it's also nice to see how many homegrown folks we have on the fire department. It's very
yes.
nice.
Right. Thank you. Now we'll move on to community forum, which is an opportunity for anyone in the public to speak about an item that is not on the agenda. Welcome.
Welcome. My name is Ann Ketcherside, and that gave my friends time to go get their popcorn. I want to give an update on my son, Rodney Chalfant. I have a lot of people in the community, I think, are afraid to ask me if he's dead. And he went to school here, elementary school, high school. He is alive, and he is now a veteran. He was able to, because he has two brain tumors, four heart attacks, and seizures on a daily basis. He's been released from the Army. He's in a wheelchair going blind and deaf. And I want to thank the community for their support, all the people that have given prayers, all the different friends that have helped me through the last year and 3 months to help him. We made a decision. He and his wife have moved to the East Coast, and we made a decision that I would come home and do the work that the Lord wants me to do in this city. So I just can't thank people in the community for their support and their prayers and caring, and continue to pray for him. He, of course, knows Jesus because he is a pastor. I also am very saddened that Pastor Scott Bond passed away while I was gone. After I talk to Patty, I will talk to the community more about Pastor Scott Bond. This morning on KPRL, I heard a gentleman saying that we're a very controversial city. And I was reading my college book, and I have a little something I ran across that I want to say about the city. I am proud of Atascadero, and this is the reason why. Rather than think with society or political community as a whole, this conception begins with individual, and the sum total of individuals is what creates society. This model emphasizes individual rights and responsibilities. Therefore, balancing rights of individuals will continue to be a source of controversy and arguments. And so it doesn't mean because we don't all agree on one thing that we're fighting. We're just giving our individual thoughts. And when we can't any longer give our individual thoughts, then we aren't free. And if you saw all the soldiers in San Antonio, Texas, without arms, without legs, without faces, they have given all their limbs, their faces, and their body parts to make us a free country. So we really need to pray for them. And I will be talking later on about the Wounded Soldiers Program, which is really an awesome program.
Thank you, Ms. Ketcherside.
I just want to say one more thing.
Your time is up. If you could be very brief, please.
Okay. I'd like an update on the library. We need a new library, and people are under the estimate that it's going to open next week, and that's not happening. So thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker, please. Well, Mr. Lewis, it's always an honor to have you.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is E.G. Lewis. Contrary to popular belief, I am not dead. I have come this evening at your invitation to present a proclamation. My wife and I, Mabel Lewis, were very active in helping to garner the right for women to vote. And we have a proclamation to present to the city this evening, proclaiming 2011 as a year of celebration of the 100-year anniversary of California women having the right to vote in the city of Atascadero. Whereas in 1911, Proposition 4 was placed on the October 10th, 1911 special election ballot, giving California women the right to vote. And whereas California women campaigned across the state, stopping in rural counties and cities, gaining support from local women and men as a part of their strategy. And whereas the hard work of strong local suffragists and their male supporters garnered enough yes votes to pass Proposition 4, and whereas the cities of San Luis Obispo County, which collectively proudly cast yes votes by a 12% margin to counteract the no votes of their counterparts in some large cities, and whereas the San Luis Obispo County vote helped California become the sixth state to give women the right to vote, and whereas 2011 marks the 100th anniversary of California women having the right to vote, and whereas women's rights states like California were instrumental in getting the 19th Amendment passed in 1920, now therefore be it resolved that the City Council of the City of Atascadero and the County of San Luis Obispo and State of California does hereby proclaim 2011 as a year of celebration for the 100-year anniversary of California women's right to vote. And E.G. Lewis stands behind it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, this is for you.
Thank you. And Mr. Lewis, I want you to know that I have continued your tradition. I am one of the few men, as mayor of Atascadero, that's participating on the countywide committee to plan for the celebration of this 100-year anniversary. And I've made a point to make sure our whole community understands that you were an active leader in this movement, and we appreciate your efforts.
And my wife, Mabel.
Yes.
You're a good man, Mr. Mayor.
We appreciate it. Come by for some ice cream during Colony Days again.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Tom, I just want to apologize for not having my phone on vibration, okay? I'm very sorry.
No problem.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members.
Welcome.
My name's Maggie Cox, hi, and I work with the Galaxy Theater Group. And I just wanted to introduce Rita Carr, who you may recognize. She's the hardest working woman in Atascadero right now. She's the new manager of the Galaxy Theaters. And I stopped by on my way over. I said, just run over with me to the meeting real quick. I'll introduce you. And you had the longest intro tonight ever. And also, Rita's new to the community. She moved here from Las Vegas, so I had to whisper her about Mr. E.G. Lewis being here. She was a little taken aback by that. So I think we got her all wired. But we want to just say quickly two things. First of all, thank you for coming Saturday night. We were there and agree it was just a wonderful evening. Galaxy shares your concern about the parking, and I know Frank and some of the other folks from Galaxy have been in communication with you, and I wanted to add that we're so excited to see the theater be that anchor you've been waiting for and really jumpstart some activity downtown. But the last thing Galaxy wants is to have any kind of a toe stubbing of people being unhappy. So they want to work with you on solving the parking issue. And I know one of the additional steps they're taking is talking to a valet company about some short-term valet help, maybe using the dirt area next to the pizza parlor. So that discussion's underway. And then the last thing I want to mention is that when the theater opens next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you've probably seen on the marquee, but we want all your residents to know that Galaxy, as a gift to the community, is going to have dollar popcorn and sodas for those three nights, the medium size. If you don't know the popcorn, it's fabulous. And the reason Rita's here is because we're bringing you popcorn tonight.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, she's going to go back and get it because, again, I said, Rita, we have to go right now. It starts right at 6 o'clock. So the popcorn is ready. She's going to be back, and we assume that it's okay to bring you a little popcorn to get you through the meeting, and just wanted to thank you very much.
That's great. And as I understand, of course, I've already said it's the best popcorn I've ever had at a theater,
that.
And it's real butter.
100%.
Great.
And Rita, would you like to just say hello?
Hi, everybody.
$25 a piece. You can get them at the Main Street office, at the Chamber office, or online at visitatascadero.com or atascaderomainstreet.org. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none, we will close public comment.
One of the stars.
Oh, our star. Welcome.
Good evening, Mayor, City Council. Of course, my name is Matt Miranda. You just saw me up there. And being challenged by the mayor, of course, I can't turn down the opportunity to come to the podium and just say a few words. Thank you for the opportunity to show that video tonight. Obviously, City Manager champions the cause of the fire department and everything that we're doing. With the fire chief's update, you know, this has been something that we've been working on for several years and really nailing it down for about the last 4 months as far as the plan on what we would do and how we would fund it. Now that we have that plan, we're heading out into the community. That's a big part of it now is, you know, it's multifaceted. Not only are we designing it, we're building it, but we're also fundraising and marketing this through the community. So as you see our trifold in the back, you also have it in front of you. Please read through it. Please entertain the thoughts of supporting the cause of the fire department, and we will put those funds to good use and make sure that we have a resource that serves the community for many years to come. So, thank you.
Good.
Matt, now's your chance. You're on TV. Want to give them the telephone number and how to contact you? How they do it?
Well, you can either get that put in your hand through one of the members of the fire department. You can go to the website, Tascadero.org, and look up the fire department. We have a whole web page just for the disaster response trailer project, so you can get an update through that. You can also view that video from online, and we'll be marketing through a variety of other ways, newspaper, Telegram, Tribune, and obviously Tascadero News, doing our best to get a word out there and raise the funds that we need so that this doesn't attack the general fund and we make it a 100% privately funded project.
Great, thanks.
I'm sure we will, and we will be looking forward to hearing about that first community fundraiser. You'll see all of us there with checkbooks in hand and ready to help with whatever you're doing. Good job, Matt.
Sounds wonderful. Sorry, I'm trying to run away from the podium because I don't want to spend too much time up here. But couldn't turn down the challenge. So
very good. Thank you. With that, we'll close public comment, bring it back to council. And we
early this summer. So in our general plan, and this goes to state law, the state limits the number of times you can amend your general plan to 4 times a year. So within our general plan, we've identified when those 4 times happen. So there's 2 cycles that are available for public project amendments. The first cycle is in March and the second cycle is September. And then there's 2 additional reserve cycles that the city could use for any purpose they want. What we're recommending we do is take cycle A that would have normally been heard this month and move that to early summer. That is to accommodate the hearing of the Del Rio specific plan or the Walmart project. We don't want to have to wait till September to hear that project, and we don't know exactly when it's going to be ready, so that's why we give you kind of a 3-month window for those hearings. So that's what we're recommending. It's just a minor housekeeping item, but it will allow that project to move ahead quickly once the EIR is completed. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. And this is the opportunity for council to ask questions. We won't make comments at this point. We will open up to public comment first. Any questions for staff? Seeing none, I'll open it up to the public for any questions or comments on this item. Seeing no one approach, we will close public comment, bring it back to council. Any comment or a motion?
I move that we accept staff's recommendation.
Second.
Motion by Councilmember Clay, seconded by Councilwoman Fonzie. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Clay?
Yes.
Councilmember Fonzie?
Yes.
Councilmember Sturdivant?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Kelly?
Yes.
Mayor O'Malley?
Yes.
5-0, motion passes.
Thank you. Next, management report, request for participation in grant application for the North County Salinas River Anza Corridor Trail Master Plan.
Yeah, this is actually a real exciting project that we're bringing before the council tonight. It's just getting started, so we wanted to brief you on it. And then SLOCOG, that's the lead on this, is asking for the council to basically adopt a resolution of support. So let me explain what this project is. This is a project that we're calling right now the North County Trail Plan, and the idea is to create a trail that would go from Santa Margarita to San Miguel along the historic De Anza Trail, or roughly along the Salinas River. And that trail would then link Santa Margarita to Atascadero, to Templeton, to pass along the Salinas River, or the Anza Trail, is something that we've incorporated into our general plan. And actually, the city of Atascadero has been a leader, along with the water company, in establishing segments of the Anza Trail. So there are some segments around the wastewater treatment plant, and also up by Grays Creek, where the Home Depot project was built. So there's a number of segments in Atascadero that already are improved and identified as segments. But right now, they're not all connected together, and they don't go anywhere beyond the city of Atascadero. So what this overall project would do is help us complete our segments and then allow those segments to be further connected to destinations to the north or south. This trail segment is also included in our recently adopted 2010 bicycle transportation plan. In terms of the objectives of this trail, the first would be to create a multi-use trail. So it would accommodate hiking, pedestrians, walking, horseback riding, and bicycling. We also see it as a potential to support tourism and economic development. As an officially designated ANZA trail segment that is part of a national park designation, we do expect that it would have the potential to draw people both from the state and nationally that would be interested in not only the recreational aspects of the trail, but also the historic aspects of the ANZA trail. It would also provide recreational benefits to local residents. It would also be a transportation corridor that would allow people to ride bikes between the communities, which could be another potential benefit of the project. SLOCOG, as I mentioned, has taken the lead on this project. They've been organizing this. Right now, they are getting ready to apply for a $175,000 Caltrans Transportation Planning Grant, and they are also able to come up with a $100,000 matching grant. So basically, we're looking at a $275,000 effort to do the master planning and environmental work to design this system. And they're not asking for any money from the local cities. They're just asking for our support and participation. So at this point, that sounds like a pretty good deal. We do have a resolution that is attached to the staff report that we're asking the council to adopt that would formally support the project and allow SLOCOG to start the process of applying for the Caltrans grants. In terms of what would be provided in the trail plan, we'd start with an existing conditions report. There'd be a constraints analysis of environmental issues, a formal trail master plan with basically a subsection for Atascadero that would allow us to connect it to a number of other trails within our community, like trails to the downtown and Pine Mountain, that sort of thing. So this would become kind of a spine that a lot of local trails within the community could also connect up to in the future. So, we are recommending that you adopt Draft Resolution A, supporting SLOCOG's grant application for the North County Salinas River ANZA Corridor Trail Master Plan. It's got a long title at this point. So that is our recommendation. SLOCOG is here also to speak on behalf of the project. That'll conclude my staff report, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Just one. Councilman Clay.
And absolutely no cost to the city?
Nope. They just are looking for our support, and we'll obviously have staff time invested in it, but there is no cash that's going to be required.
Thank you.
Councilwoman Fonzie.
Warren, this may or may not be a question that you can answer, but will this be on private land as well as public land, so there will be easements involved, or is this mainly just within the river area?
You know, that's the purpose of this plan, is to try to identify where those best locations are. Luckily, within Atascadero, most of the land is either publicly owned or owned by the water company, so it's fairly easy for us to find a route. As you get up into Temple and Paso, that is a big issue, and that's something this plan will deal with, is exactly how best to navigate that corridor and to identify which properties may need easements or purchases.
Thank you.
Councilman Sturdivant. Warren, has there been staff time? You said that we already are working on portions of this trail within our own city, so is the same person that's working on that going to be the person that would be part of the steering committee to help work this through?
Yeah, right now planning staff already devotes a certain amount of time to different trail projects and working on these things, and the same planning staff has also been attending on these coordination meetings with SLOCOG and Paso Robles.
Well, just the thought of being able to get so much for absolutely nothing, I mean, that's fantastic. It's almost like, where is the catch? But yeah, it sounds like a great project. Thank you.
Well, that's because San Luis Council of Governments, like the City of Atascadero, has some great staff, and I want to take this opportunity. Please come forward, introduce yourself, because this is a project we've been talking about for some time, and you've really been working on this.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council. My name is Gay Scavilla. What makes this plan so competitive in this Caltrans planning grant is the collaboration between the communities, between the City of Atascadero, the City of Paso Robles, the county, and we even have Templeton CSD staff involved, and we will be going to the public at large. But it is that collaboration that makes this this project so competitive for this grant. So we really want to try to go for that entire 100% grant funding for this project. So I'd be happy to answer any SLOCOG-specific questions, but again, I think Warren did a wonderful job presenting the information.
Thank you. Councilman Clay.
In regards to, hooking up between Atascadero and Templeton, please consider going along the railroad tracks, and I don't know whether you've seen our bridge here on by the school. They have the there's a section right off the bridge that people, a pedestrian section that they've tied onto the bridge, and that can be done between the tracks and the freeway there. So I think that's one way that you might be able to do it, and it's not going to be as expensive. It's putting a bridge across the two creeks there. But anyway, just want to throw that out.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Other council comments? And we know that you've gone through an extensive public process, as our staff will and all communities have, and all ideas are considered, and you've got a lot of things to make work in such a trail system. But we're excited about adding to the trail system in our county, and thank you for your work.
You're welcome.
I'll open this up to the public. If there's any member of the public wishing to comment on this item. Welcome.
Bill Obermeyer from Atascadero Horsemen, a riding club that's been in this city for 40-some years. We really want to applaud and thank the City Council for what they're doing in this regard, and we want you to know that Atascadero Horsemen, Backcountry Horsemen, Concern, Central Coast Concern, Mountain Bikers, there's a lot of individuals that will pitch in to make this happen and to maintain it, because it'll just make the city a much nicer place to live. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none, we'll close. And first, I wanted to remind council, one advantage or disadvantage of all of us is everyone is so active in community activities, we have a lot to say. We know Jerry's going to remind us to eat at local restaurants. We're going to make sure he has that opportunity. But it has been difficult for our city clerk to get the items in the right order on the agenda. So I'm asking for your help that we actually have three categories, and we sometimes merge them together. First is a council announcements and reports. These are activities that maybe you've done on your own or something you want to bring to our attention separate from the committee reports that are very specific assignments and we'll report back. So you have a little latitude in under council announcements. And especially for Jerry, we give him a second bite at the apple at the end under individual determinations under City Council. So that is also.
So when do you want me to?
I'm going to point to you. So we're going to start with council announcements by Councilmember Clay.
Okay. First off, Galaxy Theater, this is a fabulous theater. I mean, I was so impressed. It was unbelievable. And I had a much bigger bag of popcorn when I was there. But I just wanted to say, you know, the you folks in San Luis Obispo and Los Osos and Morro Bay and Cayucas and Cambria and San Miguel and Paso Robles and King City and Shandon and Creston and Pozo and the Carrizo Plains, you're going to enjoy this. You've got to get in and see this place. It's wouldn't you agree, it's fabulous. I mean, it just, you know, it'll take your breath away. So please, please, it's going to be the entertainment capital of the county, believe me. And that's my little spiel. And while you're here, eat at our restaurants.
Perfect. Other council announcements. Councilman Fonzie.
Yes, I was wondering if the other council members would agree that we should send some thank you letters out to those who donated for the disaster truck that the fire department has put together.
Absolutely. Chief, if you could take a lead to make sure there's some recognition, and I'd like that. I accept that recommendation. Let's have it all council members sign, because we greatly appreciate our community stepping up to that.
We good definitely suggestion. Do. And one other thing, I was very happy to see in the news that we've caught another criminal in Atascadero, and I want to applaud the police department for taking care of Paso Robles' problem children. In our
for Echo, which is our homeless shelter here in town.
That is one of your... Oh, we don't have that on the list. My apologies.
Well, I'm on the homeless service, but this is a little different deal. I'm on the board there. I went over there just a couple days ago for the rainy night session when they open up their warming part of it. There's a lot of people out there that need a lot of help, and if any of you folks out there have the ability to help out at the Echo homeless shelter, they certainly would appreciate it, and it's a great deal what they're doing over there.
How can they help, Bob?
Oh, they can help with donations, mostly of food, helping to serve the food, and then blankets and things like that. They really don't take any clothing, per se. But if you do have clothing and you don't know where to take it, they will direct you where to take it over there. But I think the other night they had about 50 people there that they fed and everything else. And like I say, there's a lot of people out there in need, and if there any way you can help them out there, it certainly would be appreciated by the folks at Echo, which is an all-volunteer group.
Good program. Thank you.
You better believe it.
Councilman Sturdivant.
I was asked by some people prior to during the election about looking into our senior center here in Atascadero, so I took a trip up to Paso Robles to kind of see what their senior center looked like. And it was actually quite an eye-opener, because there's a lot of Atascaderans that actually make the trip to Paso Robles to go to that senior center. So just want to let you know that I'm trying to think of some ways and working with the city about maybe being able to work on something here, either with the center we have or something else. But I just want to let you know, seniors, that we're thinking about you, and we're not going to just let it go. We're going to figure something out where we can possibly be a little more active here in our own town. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, for council announcements, I did want to mention that I've been asked to participate on a new PAC, and that's not Political Action Committee. That's another Performing Arts Committee. Cuesta College is organizing a group in countywide, and I'll be attending a board meeting coming up, or an orientation anyway, on Monday. And ever since Sam Blakesley's dad, Earl Blakesley, was my choir teacher at Cuesta College, I've wanted to support that activity and another opportunity. But again, everywhere you go, you see so many folks from Atascadero volunteering, and with seniors and Bob over at Echo, we appreciate all that work. A question was asked during public comment regarding the library, and no, it's not opening next week, but Friends of the Library is working very hard to see that to be aware of that as well.
Who might that fireman be?
Okay, Mr. Lewis, you make the announcement. Fellow Kiwanian.
Fire Captain Bill White is prepared to receive the trophy this year, we hope, of Dancing with the Stars for my wife and I.
So we can still make contributions in support of that. Thank you. I would also like to mention that I'm working with a couple of Eagle Scouts. As you know, we often have Eagle Scouts coming forward, another volunteer program doing projects around our city. And I did want to mention that Jeff English of our city department is very active with these young people and puts a lot of time in with them. And we get a lot of projects all over our community because of that work. So I want to thank Jeff English especially. Let's move on to committee reports, and I'll just go down the list, starting with myself. We have the City Schools Committee first meeting scheduled coming up. We haven't had a chance to meet yet. We did have our county mayor's roundtable meeting last Friday, and the primary topic was redevelopment, and we talked a lot with Senator Blakeslee's office. And I think an important point made by Mayor Ferrara from Arroyo Grande, who's on the state board for League of California Cities, is it's pretty well documented that there's legal grounds that the governor cannot do what he is doing. And I think there is going to be quite a legal battle. And what's really unfortunate is with the misinformation that's out there is the fact is if you dismantle redevelopment, it's not really going to produce the budget savings that the governor is hoping for. It's truly killing the goose that lays the golden egg, and you find that it's in the process is where the wealth creation is. It's not in the act itself. And we certainly have seen job creation in our community, and we've certainly seen a lot of increased property values and income, our own Galaxy Theater. So I've had an opportunity to speak with Senator Blakeslee a lot this last weekend. He is very interested in working with the league on trying to find some solutions. He is a key vote on this, and he is talking with the governor, and we really appreciate Senator Blakeslee hanging in there and not folding on this one. This is probably the most important thing he can do for cities. So we commend that and say, hang in there, Sam. Fairly large region, and he's assured me, and he's willing to come here and talk to us, that he is fighting at the state level for this. He's made a personal commitment that this will be finished, and they're looking for some other funding options on that, and with help of SLOCOG, we hope that that moves forward in the next 6 months. Certainly we need to have that finished. So finally, on the SLORTA board, the Regional Transportation Authority, as you know, Paso Robles has reduced or greatly changed their service, and our staff is working with them to see what we can do to make sure our citizens get the best transportation they can. So we've got some special meetings coming up, and just so if folks have heard that something's happening, we are doing what we can to keep that service where we can for our community. I will move on to Mayor Pro Tem Kelly.
Bob Kelly. That's my brother. Let me see. This morning I attended the Atascadero Youth Task Force meeting, and the kids are planning for the Children's Day in the park in conjunction with the Lynx. And there was also some conversation about some activities that we can have down in the Recreation Youth Center. So they're working to put some programs together at the beginning of the school year. The Design Review Committee, Roberta and I are on that, and I'll let Roberta comment on that since you're the chair of that. The Finance Committee, I think Roberta and I are on that, and I think in the near future here we'll become a little more active as we start working on the budget. The Economic Vitality Corporation, I attended a meeting down there a couple weeks ago, and it was basically directed towards tourism throughout the whole county, trying to get everybody to work together. It was really kind of an enlightening meeting, and I think there's some real good benefits to put a program together like that, so I look forward to seeing that advance. I'm also on the Homeless Service Oversight Council, which I attended just before the council meeting tonight. This is the Housing Committee part of that council. And they're going over all the different housing elements from the city. I think they'll be contacting Warren to identify the properties that are available to build affordable housing units. There was also some concern there with the RDA taking the funds away from the RDA, from the tax increments that we get. 20% of that goes towards affordable housing, so they had some great concern about that. And I'll move on to the next person. Thank you.
I urge them to vote no on H.R. 1 and to vote yes on the Senate's alternative bill, which is it will not cut Head Start. It will kind of like reposition it or reallocate funds where actually there will be an increase rather than being the cuts that could affect so many families, especially low-income families at this tough time. So I urge you, if this is something that touches your heart, please email them. You can go to Head Start's website. There's actually a little link that you can, it's really easy. The letter's there. You can put your information. It goes directly to the senators. And they do, I got a response back. So they do actually respond. They do receive them, read them, and respond to them. So I urge you to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, again, it's exciting for me to be on a council where everyone is very involved in their communities and doing a lot of activities, so thank you. We will now move on to individual determinations and or action.
We have two more councilmembers.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just absolutely goofed. My apologies. I got so excited about the meeting is moving so fast. Councilwoman Fonzi, my apologies. It's your turn.
Tom, you just want to get out of here. I get that feeling.
I am a little ready for popcorn, yes.
Okay, very good. Just one report, and this would be for the Design Review Committee. We had our initial kickoff meeting, and this is to establish where we're going and how we're going to get there. And it was decided to follow the council's recommendation to streamline the process as much as possible to make it easier for someone with a project to come in and have it approved prior to going to the planning commission. We will be meeting on Thursday for our second meeting and reviewing a revision to St. Luke's Episcopal Church. So it will be an hour-long meeting. We'll cut to the chase, come up with some plans, put them on the table, decide what we like and what we don't like, and then move on. So I think it's going to be very productive. Thank you.
Thank you. And since Councilman Clay has offered to have you take over most of his committees, we'll move on to individual determination, but we're going to give Councilman Clay first shot.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'd just like to compliment my four fellow council persons, Roberta. But, you know, this is the first time that I've really felt like we're a team, you know, and we're all pulling the rope the same way. And I really appreciate you guys and covering all them committees that I used to be on. And but anyway, keep up the good work. We're all pulling the rope the same way, and we're really a team.
Thank you. I will just add one comment. I've been talking with folks all over the county, sharing regulations that we've had. We maybe can take a look at that a little bit more. We did suggest that all council members take a look at some of these. We want to look at continuing to streamline anywhere we can, and we look forward to you reporting back to us at some future point.
You know, if I could just add to that, it's really a pleasure to go to some of these meetings and brag about how good we're doing. In fact, I had the opportunity to do that today down at the homeless meeting, and it was about housing. And, of course, bureaucracy is one of the big problems to get this housing. And it was very nice to brag that we have a design review board now that eliminates a conditional use permit up to 50,000 square feet, and that we meet every Tuesday. That eliminates months and months of waiting to get these projects together. So as the word gets out, we're going to be an easier place to work, which will be more productive for our city.
Good. Thank you. Councilwoman Fonzi.
I don't know if I'm doing it the right place, Marcia, but I read in the paper today that Atascadero has the lowest fees for installation of solar panels. I was very glad to see that Atascadero is making that an incentive rather than a penalty to install them on your rooftops, that our fees were in the $200 range, and Pismo Beach, I believe, was in the $31,000 range, which is quite a difference.
We're also the leader in gray water systems, as I like to remind my environmental friends. Some folks talk about it. We do it in Atascadero. And with that, we'll move on. I think that concludes council determination. City clerk? City treasurer? No city treasurer. City attorney is out this
evening.
Has
no report.
Excellent. City manager?
No report.
Councilman Clay, one more
about,
bite.
Are you about ready?
I am about.
Could we just like have a toast with our...
Absolutely.
You know,
all of us together. All together for the camera.
This will be a popcorn toast, right, guys?
Here.
Yeah. Galaxy, all right. Thank you. We're adjourned. Okay.